Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it for breakfast. Roo, we've spoken about Afterpay before.
We've covered it a lot.
Yeah, and we know that a lot of the ladies we work with here, without just picking on the girls, but they seem to like the old Afterpay, don't they?
They give it a very, very big nudge. Mm. Look, it's a good system if you are disciplined enough to save for it and pay your bills.
Well, is it that good? Scott Pape's written a big article about it, and we've got the Barefoot Investor on the blower now. Scott, good morning. Can you explain first up just what exactly is Afterpay?
Yeah, so if you're over 40, you may have heard of Afterpay, but you may not actually know what it is. So the easiest analogy is that it's lay-by. So we all remember going in with grandma to the end, to the back of her pension. She put her bucks down, and then eventually she'd make that final repayment and then take the goods home with her. Afterpay's kind of like lay-by with one little twist, and that is to get the goods immediately.
Yep.
The other twist is that it's not grandma that is taking up Afterpay, it's the grandkids that are really taking Afterpay up. 25% of clothes bought online funded by Afterpay. It is a
what percentage did you say there, Scott?
25%.
25% of purchases clothes are now with Afterpay.
No, 25% of clothes, 10% of purchases, but it is growing at a breakneck speed. I think you said it's around about a dollar now, about 20, so it's been a 20 bagger in a few years. The difference here is that they looked at retail from a different perspective. So historically, if you went into a store, you were broke, you wanted to buy something, you got screwed, right? So they let you either with a credit card, David Jones card, that rent to buy, all that stuff was screwing the customer. These guys looked at it and said, hang on a minute, let's screw the retailer. So they screwed the retailer by charging them between 4% and 6% on the fee.
Yep.
And then it's four payments. And if you pay on time, there are no fees, there are no interest. So in that regard, it is kind of like interest, like a lay-by.
Yep. But how do I get involved? Like, is there a card? Or I walk into a store and I just say to them, what, I want Afterpay, please, do I? Is there a ton of paperwork? How do you do it?
Paperwork, you get the old facts out. You go and sit down with Mr. Afterpay and make sure you got your short back inside. No, download the app. And this is why it is completely viral. They're saying that the average age is about 33. The average purchase is about $150. But get this, 90% of customers, mainly young people, reuse it. So it's something that young people especially are using. Funnily enough, they don't like credit cards, millennials. They like this buy now, pay later because there is no interest. That being said, there are issues around it in that, there are a lot of people that basically, ASIC did some research and said that 1 in 6 young people who are on Afterpay are struggling to repay their bills. So,
well, how do they know what my, financial situation is? I mean, anything else in life, you've had to fill out a lot of questions. So if I download the app, do they know whether I'm good for the money or not?
No, they don't. So that what they argue is they don't need to, because if you miss a payment, your Afterpay is frozen and you get hit with a fee. It's about $10 the first missed payment and then $7. But then after that, basically, they only make a small amount of money from the late fees. Really what this is traditional lay-by. So they argue, hang on, we've got all the checks built into the app. My problem is young people are so crazy for Afterpay that often they won't pay rent, or they'll, credit card, or do something else. So I think that they should actually be regulated. This is growing so fast, but I think it takes a while for everyone to sort of, catch up to them and sort of work out what's going on.
Do you think they were lucky to get through the Royal Commission without any, any new changes to the way Afterpay works? Or
well, they weren't even targeted. So, the terms of reference of the Royal Commission was that they went after the banks, not specific. I mean, I think the Royal Commission should have been on cash converters. They should have been on the payday loan sharks that were there, but they all weren't included in the terms of reference. So last week there was a buy now, pay later Senate inquiry, and they slipped through the regulation there. And, you know, there will be other inquiries into it, but, you know, they've jumped the shark.
Scotty, I know we don't get to every investment right, but I remember speaking to you and they were about $11 or $13 and you said you wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. They're now about $20, $25 or something.
All I was saying,
and
there,
it might
friend.
End up going broke in a year. You might end up right. But do you still think it's not the right place to be investing? Do you still think it's risky grounds?
Please, can I just say this? All I said is I don't like investing in companies that don't make money. Mm. AfterPay doesn't make money. They are growing.
Is it still not making money?
No, they're not. They haven't. They're not. They're still losing money, but they're losing money because they are expanding at a breakneck speed into the US and the UK. Yeah. You know, I think as an investor, you need to have rules. And one of my rules, as stodgy as it may sound, is that I only invest in companies that make a profit. And AfterPay, I'm not denying it's one of the success stories. You know, we've had banks there that have basically made a lot of money by, you know, by lending money out on property, you know, whereas AfterPay is a truly innovative company. I think it's a great Aussie success story, and I'm hedging my bets as to whether I'm
Good on you, Scott. Thanks for that, mate. The barefoot investor, always good advice. Well, it's not making money, but gee, one bloke must be.
I tell you what, if you want good advice, read his books. They're absolutely fantastic. Anyway, good for the family and good for the individuals as well, the barefoot investor.
Ruined, it's on Triple M.
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.